Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at the email address at godswordsman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give it to you. Glory be to God. So, once again, we're grateful for this blessed day, this Memorial Day. Thank God for all of the soldiers, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, and those, you know, who had given their life to stand for the country. Grateful to them. Wherever you listen to me at, hey, let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, you have blessed us on this blessed day. Father, we need you right now, the presence of your spirit and power, the Holy Ghost. And so, Father, I ask that you will word my mouth to bring glory and honor to your name. And, Lord, that everyone that's listening, that they will hear and take what they hear back to you to get a witness for themselves. So, Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for this blessed day that you have made and created. And we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day. I am continuing on in a new part of the series. It's new, but not so new. It is titled, Is the Bible the Only Book Containing All the Word of God? This is a revised edition, meaning that I had done it before. I think it's been about 4 years. But as I've shared with you all yesterday, if you was listening to the broadcast, that God has dealt with me in my spirit to go over this work that he's doing, this plan that he's bringing about through the sending of his angel. And, you know, his spirit dealt with me about doing it again and revising it, because there will be no doubt some things that God gave me that I didn't get before, you know, when I first did this. So glory be to God. And so, once again, this is a 45-minute broadcast tonight. Glory be to God. And the last broadcast on this, which was yesterday, I talked to you about how the Bible supports that Jesus does communicate to mankind through angelic visitation. Because I spoken to you about how that God had been sending his angel thus far, approximately so far 120 times, that's 120 messages, to a couple brothers, Brother Otto Fetting, Brother W.A. Draves, who is no longer alive, both of them, Brother Fetting 30 times, and W.A. Draves 90 times, for a total of 120 times, from February the 4th, 1927, to January the 28th, to April the 22nd, 1994. And so, glory be to God. And so, continue on with this, the reason why this is titled, Is the Bible the Only Book Containing All the Word of God? And it's a revised version, is because, you know, in sharing with you that God has been sending, our Lord Jesus Christ has been sending an angel with messages to mankind, would draw up the question, some would say, well, hey, you know, we got the Bible. And here you are talking about another book that, you know, anyhow, we want to know what's up with that. Well, having said that, I want to open up with, once again, from this word of the Lord, one of the messages. It is called the 84th message, which is the 84th time that Jesus sent his angel. And I want to read to you something that he said in the delivering of his message from the Lord Jesus Christ to mankind. I want to mention to you something he said in one of the verses here, and we're going to launch off from there. Glory be to God. And this message was sent November the 3rd, 1966. And I want to read to you one of the verses of what he said. Glory be to God. And this is what he said. He said, and this message he's delivering from Jesus, okay? So he's giving us the words of Jesus Christ. And it says, oh, I would that mankind would hear my words today as delivered by my angel and humble themselves. Did you hear that? So this angel who has laid claim that he's delivering words from Jesus Christ says that Christ says that he would that mankind would hear his words today delivered by his angel and humble themselves. And so when he said that, I pray that, you know, I would that all mankind, okay, all mankind is men, women. If you want to look at race, all races, children. Spiritually, you want to look at saved and unsaved. Okay. You want to look at classes. There is the upper class, the middle class, and the lower class, all classes. So the word of God doesn't, quote, discriminate. Okay. You know, here among supposed to be believers, there's a lot of discrimination, okay? And let's be honest about it. There's discrimination against people because of their color. There's discrimination against people because of their gender. You know, there's discrimination against people because of their class, okay? Yeah. You got some churches that's all for the upper class and may have some members in the church that may be in the lower class bracket. Well, they treat them bad. You understand what I'm saying? But the word of God is not like that. Okay? It's not like that. Glory to God. And so, having said that, I want to continue on. And I want to read from another message that Jesus had this angel to deliver. And it's called the 102nd message that Jesus sent out April the 5th, 1985. April the 5th, 1985. In fact, Brother Jerry said it was around 5:30 a.m. Now, if you had the book of this word of the Lord, you would see that that information that Brother Fetty and Brother Dre's kept, not only did they tell you the date, but they many times told you what time. One thing you find out that it wasn't no one time that the angel would come. Like, it wasn't like he was coming every day or every time he came was at 1 p.m. or something like that. It was different times. So he comes at the appointed time of the Lord. Okay. And so in this message here, I want to read a couple verses out of here of the message that was brought and what Jesus is saying to the people. And I ask that you will pay close attention to this And once again, whatever you hear, take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. And the word says, prove all things by the words of truth in the Bible, record of Nephites, and the word of the Lord. All this is established for mankind, the guidelines of hope and deliverance. Glory be to God. Man's idealism shall come to naught. Okay? So, the people are told to prove all things by the words of truth in the Bible, the record of Nephi, and the word of the Lord. And he said that all this is established for mankind. Okay? So, mankind needs this establishment. Okay? The guidelines of hope and deliverance, man's idealism shall come to naught. Then in another verse in the same message, God permitted his angel to say this. He said, I speak that all Christendom, and he's delivering the words of Christ, so this is Christ's overall words. He said, I speak that all Christendom may flow together and abide by the Bible, revealing great truths, the coming forth of the record of Nephites, the book, and the word of the Lord. Behold the books that will lead all mankind to eternal hope and salvation, deliverance in the Lord. Okay? Now, you first heard me read that he said that we are to prove all things by the words of truth. Now, the Bible let us know in the 17th chapter of John that God's word is true. So the words of truth is the word of God, okay? Amen. And we are to prove all things, as this angel told us, that what Jesus is saying to us, just like Paul told us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. Remember when he said, prove all things? You remember that? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21? Well, so we have to prove all things by the word of God. The sad thing about with some people is that, well, let me get more specific. Some who claim to be of Christ goes by a whole lot of hearsay. Or they're being carried about with every wind of doctrine because they don't prove all things. You understand it? They don't search up. And even when times of scriptures are given to them, they still don't have a mind to search. And sometimes it's amazing to me that when I see people supposed to be believers do that, I'm thinking to myself, now, how do they think they're going to continue to stand not searching the word out or not searching the word to see what they heard was true or not? Now, I'm here to say that some of them rely on other people. In fact, they'd rather go ask other people, well, is that true, and go by what they say to really search it out. And don't get me wrong, that don't mean that God can't reveal something to someone else. But when that is what you do, way more than searching out the word, then you should see that there's a problem. And what can easily happen is that you become a wide open target to be deceived. Because you may go to certain somebody, say, this thing, is that true? They just straight out tell you, yeah, you know, and you go to follow it. Now you're in all kinds of curses, wondering how you got there, and God tell you, say, hey, you did something I didn't instruct you to do, and you like, Lord, what is that? And when he reveal it to you, you go, well, Lord, I was told that was your word. And so God going to say, well, whoever told you that was wrong, you know who told you that was wrong. Saying on top of that, God said, you never searched. You never asked me. You never sought me. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, another thing I read in there, in this message, were when he said that I speak that all Christendom may flow together and abide by the Bible, revealing great truths, the coming forth of the record of Nephi, the book, and the word of the Lord. Behold the books that will lead all mankind to eternal hope and salvation, deliverance in the Lord. Now notice he said, behold the books, okay? Behold the books, okay? And behold, it's dealing with God. God wants you to see this thing. He said, behold the books, okay, that will lead all mankind. Okay? See, he mentioned beside the Bible, he mentioned the record of Nephi and the word of the Lord. Okay? And he said the books, which means all these three books combined will lead, what he said, all mankind. So ain't no one book just leading a certain race or leading a certain gender or a certain class or, you know, but it would lead all mankind. You understand what I'm saying? And so we need to notice, he said, behold the books, okay? Amen. Glory be to God. So another thing we're being told here is that there are other books than the Bible that contains the word of God. Because he mentioned the Bible, the record of Nephi, and the word of the Lord, okay? Now, some people, in his in instructions of the Lord he sent through his angel, when he said, behold the books, some people right now won't, and to some degree can't, behold the books. And you say, well, why is that? Because they think that the Bible is the only book that contains all the word of God. So to mention another book, you know, some Christians just turn off completely, you know. This is why I told y'all as I come before you today, take what you hear from me to the Lord. Now, there's no doubt that there are going to be some that's not going to do that. Because, and I want to testify to this, I remember a brother some years ago. It's been about 20 years ago. And, you know, he thought that from what he saw, quote, concerning the church site, that we were Mormons. I explained to him, no, we're not Mormons. And I had to try to explain to him where the confusion comes in at. And so we got to talking, and we were talking about, you know, the books of the Lord besides the Bible. And he couldn't quite grasp that. And I mentioned a verse to him from the word of the Lord when it says, when mankind closes his mind for the light, the truth don't fit his learning. And so I said, brother, you have closed your mind. And he said to me, I guess I have. Once he said that, people, there was nothing else I could say. And I wasn't going to try to say nothing else because there's nothing else you can do. Just like what I'm giving to you all now. If you decide that you ain't going to ask God nothing, you ain't going to search it out, ain't nothing else I can do. And there's nothing else I'm going to try to do. Now, the only time I might say anything else, I mean, the Holy Ghost had to give me something specifically. But just under my own mind and own power, no, it's nothing else I can do. And so when he said, behold the books that will lead all mankind to eternal, you know, hope and salvation, the key, behold the books, everybody won't and can't behold. They can't because there's something blocking sin or unbelief, and many times they won't, because they just won't, people won't accept it, okay? They won't accept nothing more. So we're being told here that there are books other than the Bible that contains the word of God, amen? Now, I want to read to you a verse out of another one of the messages, what this angel said. Amen. And this message is called the 85th message. And this message was sent out August the 14th, 1967. Glory to God. August the 14th, 1967. I want to read a verse out of here, what this, the message that the angel delivered, that Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And this is what he says. He said, the words I bring, and this is what the messenger said, the messenger saying, the angel of the Lord is saying that the words he bring is the word of the Lord, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, but with all the plan and will of the Lord. Okay? Did you hear that? Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, when he mentions the precept upon precept, he breaks it down in the same message, okay? And he says, I am the messenger to restore all things. I bring a book of instructions, prophecy, and commands to all men, to every branch of the house of Israel. Do you hear that? So this precept on precept is dealing with these commandments. Amen. And once again, he's telling us that there's a book other than the Bible that contains the Word of God. And like I said, you know, you have some that, in hearing this, they said, no way. No way, no way, no way there can be. And many of them say, well, and I want you to understand is we also did this same thing concerning the record of Nephi, me and Brother Robert Gross when he was living. And it was, what, a few months ago. And you can look in the archives of that when we was talking about the book called The Record of Nephi. And so this is just another revised version here that is connected also to hear the word of the Lord, okay? And there are people who, when you say this, they say, all I know is the Bible. They say, no, no, no. All I know is the Bible is the word of God. And you know what? I agree with them. I said, you're right. All that you do know is the Bible. And like I said many times before, I was in the same condition. I didn't grow up knowing the word of the Lord and the record of Nephi. I didn't know nothing about that. All I knew was the Bible. And growing up, you know, my mom had us all really associated with Baptist churches, okay? So whether we're Baptist or Methodist anyhow, all I knew was the Bible. I did not know no other book that's supposed to be the word of God other than the Bible. So when I tell people about the Lord sending the word of the Lord, these messages, and they so quick to jump up and say, hey, no, that can't be true because the only thing I know is the Bible, okay? The Bible, only thing I know is the word of God. And I tell them, say, you know what? I agree with you. That is all that you know. The Bible does contain the word of God. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I said, but I also agree with you that that's all you know, okay? Because I was in the same condition. That's all I knew was the Bible, okay? And just because I'm sharing with you about these messages that is put together in this book called The Word of the Lord, I'm not saying that the Bible does not have the Word of God. Now, you have to hear that too. Because sometimes people want to hear what they want to hear, and they jump up and they say, oh, he's saying the Bible is no good. No, I didn't say that. Now, see, as I go through this part of the series, and I got to kind of like break things down, and many of y'all that follow me on the broadcast know I'm not all about rushing things, okay? got to break it down. And so that's what I'm doing. So now, so this angel says that he's bringing a book of commands, instructions, especially to every branch of the house of Israel. He said it's precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, with all the will and plan of the Lord. So he's saying that in the message he's bringing, it does possess the will and the plan of God. It doesn't possess the will and plan of man. It does not possess the will and plan of angels. You understand what I'm saying? It possesses the will and plan of God. Okay? Hallelujah. And so we're going to get ready to go into the Bible. And like I said, I won't be able to get all this in this part tonight. But we're going to go into the Bible to see, does the Bible supports that there are other books other than itself? Does the Bible speak on it? Now, for some of you that follow us on the broadcast, you know what scriptures I'm going to come with. Some of you may not, that haven't. I told you it's a revised version, so God could give me more than what I had the last time. See, that's the beautiful thing about the Lord. That's why you always got to leave yourself open to God. I don't care what subject God deal with you on. Always leave yourself open that there is more on that subject he can reveal to you. Now, I'm not talking about a reveal to you where it contradicts what's already said. But I'm talking about that as a revelation that is progressive. Okay? See, I think another mistake that some of us as believers does is that when God deals with us on this particular subject, we think we got all the information there is on that subject. And so we don't leave ourselves open for anything revelatory that can be progressive to that learning of that subject. And so whether it comes straightway to us or come through someone else, we reject it because we think we got all there is. And just like if God have you to tell somebody something, Just tell them what God have you to tell them. Don't make up nothing. Don't go to add it, okay? Because you got to remember, you only got limited knowledge, okay? Now, let's go to Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28. And Isaiah chapter 28. And we're going to look at verse 13 and 14. And remember, one of the last things I read from you from the message of his angels that he said, the words that he brings is the word of the Lord, precept upon precept. Okay. Now, what he mentions, Isaiah in chapter 28, witnesses to this, okay? So let's look at Isaiah chapter 28, verse 13. And the word of God said, but the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken, okay? Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men, that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Do you hear that? Now, so what the angel spoke, that when he brings the word of the Lord, it is precept upon precept, he is speaking in line with what is already written in Isaiah. Okay? And so, here, Isaiah is being used to tell us the word of the Lord is unto man. He said, precept upon precept. Well, what does that mean? Well, the angel in that last message I read to you broke it down when he said that I bring a book of instructions, prophecy, and commands to every branch of the house of Israel. Okay? Also, the word precept here in the Hebrew, since we're in the Old Testament and we know that the Bible was not originally written in English, the word precept comes from the Hebrew word to solve. Now get this, to solve means an injunction / a commandment, a precept, okay? And a precept, according to Webster, is a command or principle intended especially as a general rule of action. It is also an order issued by legally constituted authority to a subordinate official. When we're told that the word of the Lord is precept upon precepts, it is commandments, okay? Commandments that's given as a general rule. It is orders issued by a legally constituted authority, which is Christ, the highest authority you can go, to his subordinate officials, to his people, to the ministry, okay? Hallelujah. And so that's what it means when it says is precept upon precept. But then it also says line upon line, okay? Now, the word line, original Hebrew word, is kav. Kav means a cord, cord meaning C-O-R-D, a cord as connecting, okay? A cord as connecting, it's connecting something, especially for measuring, okay? Figuratively, it also means a rule, okay? Hallelujah. Now, God dealt with me on that part of the meaning of the word line, and it was interesting where he was giving me understanding about that word line and how in the Hebrew it means it's dealing with a cord that is for connecting, that a cord, in other words, that's connecting for measuring, okay? And one of the things he did, he brought to mind to me, for example, I want you to hear this, that a cord can be used to connect your fan to the electrical socket. But also, it can measure how far you can go before you become disconnected from the power source. Do you hear that? So think of your fan, your electrical fan with the cord, and when you plug it up, that cord is connecting the fan to the socket for the fan to receive the power to turn, okay? But at the same time, that cord is used as to measure how far you can go from that from that socket, you know, stay connected at the same time. Do you get what I'm saying? Okay. So by this word being line upon line, this word, the word of the Lord, is the measuring cord that connects God's people, that also measures how far they can go before they become disconnected from the power source, which is Jesus. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. It glory to God. It is a rule, keeps us in line, and let us know where the boundary at before you get out there and you sinning, or before you become disconnected from God. Do you get that? Hallelujah. So if anything's supposed to be the word of God given to you by anyone, I don't care if an angel visits you, if it don't keep you connected to the power source, which is Jesus Christ, then it is not the word of God. Because remember, it said line upon line, okay? Here a little, there a little. So the word of God is also progressive revelation and reveals, over time, it reveals God's plan. Here a little, there a little. So much at a time till the fullness come forth, okay? You know, just like in your life personally, God is not just going to spring up everything on you at once. That's why he said the steps of a good man is what? It's ordered by God, okay? So he takes you through this part of your life, take you through another part, and he goes
like in stages and sections. He's not going to throw everything at you at one time. Okay. Now I'm going to stop it there today, and we're going to continue with part two tomorrow. Okay. On this subject. But this is what, you know, the word of the Lord is. And so the angel of the Lord, he has laid claim that the word he bring is precept upon precept, is commandments, okay? And also, this goes in line with what Isaiah said, being line upon line, that these words he's bringing is supposed to keep you connected to the true source, which is Christ. So, once again, if anybody, including an angel, visits you and claims to be giving you the words of Jesus Christ, if it doesn't keep you connected to Christ, then it's not the word of God. That's why the word line in Hebrew means a cord as connecting, okay? And this is what it does. So the word of the Lord is precepts and line upon line. So it's rules that keep you connected to Jesus. And it measures how far or the boundaries you can go for before you become, quote, go too far and be disconnected from the source, okay? Just like your fan, okay? You go too far with that fan, it's going to pull out the socket. Well, that fan is not going to work if you pull it out the socket, okay? To get pulled out the socket. So that cord of the fan also measures how far you can go, okay? So if you stretch it further than what it can go, it's going to come out the socket, okay? And that's where you will become disconnected with the power source. And figuratively, the great power source is Jesus Christ. And if you become disconnected with him, that means you done went way too far out. And this is why sin separates us from God. And this is why he says sin brings death. Death is what? Separation. Cut you off from who? The main power source, okay, which is Christ. And so the word of God is given as a measure to show us how far we can go, the boundaries, okay, and what we can do. You go past that boundary, you become disconnected, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the blessed word. In Jesus' name, glory to the living God. He is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Don't forget, at 7 o'clock in about 20 more minutes, Brother Emmanuel Murphy will be on with a broadcast. Look for the advertisement. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for his precious word. Father, we thank you this day that you have blessed us to assemble together in your word. You have blessed us with the presence of your spirit, and we're so grateful for what you've done. And therefore, Lord God, I ask that you will water the seed that I've sown and bring forth the increase for the glory of God. And Lord God, we just give you glory and honor and praise and magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory, glory, glory be to God. So, I thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.